Well, hello, Northeast Nebraska. This is Jimmy Carroll, your co-host for the Shepherd's Voice podcast. I'm with my other host, the Most Reverend George J. Lucas, Archbishop of Omaha. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jimmy. How about yourself?
I'm good. We're halfway through August, which means school. School's about to start soon.
Other things, yeah, but that's kind of the big thing.
Yes, exactly.
People's lives.
Right. Anyway, yes, as school, the beginning of school approaches, parents will be sending their kids, students, off to school in a couple weeks. Backpacks that are too heavy, just full of books, full of everything, full of knowledge. And the best advice we can give them, or that the parents can give them, is behave and pay attention to your teachers. And it doesn't take away from the parents' role of still being that teacher besides the school teachers. So tell me about the role of parents.
Sure. I'm happy to. First of all, I want to commend parents who have accepted the responsibility of, yep. of having children and raising them. And one of the most important responsibilities that God gives to parents is that they be the primary formators, we might say, primary educators of their children. At the time of the baptism of an infant, we remind the parents during the ceremony that they're to be the first teachers of their children in the ways of faith.
Right.
But really, they're the first teachers of their children in all kind of ways. For Christians, faith shapes the other aspects of life for us, but recall as school begins and as kids go off to school, most of them, that parents don't surrender their responsibility to be their primary educators. There are a few parents in our community, but not a small number, but the minority who homeschool their children, who choose to do that. They have the ability to do that, and so they take this responsibility of being the primary teachers of their children, primary educators of their children, take that really on themselves totally. For most of most families, though, in the community, we look to others in the parish, in the larger community to assist them in this really important role. What we say in the church is that where we run schools, we are ready to partner with parents and really assist them in the responsibility that they have from God to be the primary educators of their children. It's, as the kids go back to school, important for us all to remember that this responsibility that God has given to parents, and to be serious about assisting and encouraging them in this role. Seems almost too obvious to say it, but I'll say it, that God wants parents to have an influence on their children, and wants the minds and hearts of children to be filled with the faith, the thoughts, the values of their parents. Children are different from their parents. You know, they're not, they're not the property of their parents, but they are the parents' responsibility. These days, because our culture is so noisy, and particularly, I think, because of digital media and electronic media, there are a lot of people who want to and are able to get the attention of young people, maybe drowning out the voices or the influence of their parents. So we hope then that in our certainly in our communities of faith, and but really in our schools, we're able to have a deep understanding of what parents desire for their children, and then try to really supplement and assist what the parents really want to accomplish in the lives of their children for their good and for their formation as they grow to be adults.
Yeah, definitely. What is your biggest desire for our many enrolled students in our Catholic schools?
We're really blessed with a large number of Catholic schools in our archdiocese. It's a strong tradition in the United States to establish Catholic schools for many of our families to take advantage of, and it's particularly strong here in this archdiocese, in our rural communities as and in the city. So in some ways, this really helps bring the responsibility and the partnership of parents and the community into really sharp focus. We welcome primarily Catholic parents to partner with us in our Catholic schools for the formation of their children in the ways of faith. So we think back to that part of the baptism ceremony, where mm-hmm. parents are invited to see themselves as the first teachers of their children in the ways of faith. And we know that has already begun at home before the kids come to school. Ideally, mm-hmm. Parents are teaching their children about God's love for them, about how special they are in God's plan. They're teaching their children to pray. Mm-hmm. They've already introduced them to Jesus Christ as our Savior. So that when the kids come to school at a Catholic school, they're already well on their way mm-hmm. For their age,
right.
formed in the ways of faith that their parents have provided for them. And so then we don't pick up where the parents left off, but we kind of come alongside the parents in our schools so that formation can continue in a community of faith and learning. And that's something that we really are very proud of. Our Catholic schools are excellent in all kind of ways. So we're really confident in the academic progress that students make in our schools. We're proud of the atmosphere of respect that's cultivated there, so that our students learn to respect themselves and also respect others and learn to get along with each other, to think of others before they think of themselves. Great love and care that our faculty and staff express for their kids. I think our parents count on that, and mm-hmm. and rightly so. They can really expect that's the truth. But primarily, and really forming all of that or shaping all of it, is we want our schools to be schools of discipleship. So we're presuming that our students have already been introduced to the Lord and that their parents are continuing to foster a relationship with Jesus Christ in their children at home. And then we want to enhance that, help them learn about our Catholic faith, learn how to practice the faith in terms of prayer and preparation for the sacraments, the celebration for the sacraments. Not ever taking that responsibility away from the parents, but really assisting them in any way that we can. It's becoming more challenging to do that, and I would say in a couple of aspects. Mm-hmm. One is that the culture outside of our Catholic community is much less religious and much less supportive of even a general idea of faith in God and a sense of another world, and which reminds us of the importance of our schools even more these days. But it makes the work of evangelization and formation and discipleship in our schools a little bit more difficult. The second, though, is a little more complicated. I would say that there are a number of parents who look to our schools to help them in the education of their children, look to our Catholic schools for many reasons that may not include faith, or faith may not be a priority. I'm not saying that they're opposed to it, and it's not a judgment against anybody. It's just a fact. Where we might have been able to presume a few years ago that the young people have already begun to be formed in the faith, that might not be the case these days. And for a number of families, the students may be learning a great deal about the Catholic faith in school, but it may not be a true partnership with the parents, and may not really be complementing what's going on in the home. So we don't automatically have a community of people who are looking for their students, their children, to be formed as mm-hmm. disciples of Jesus Christ, or who might not really understand what that means. So that's a challenge for our teachers, for our school administrators, for our pastors, all in our parishes or in the community who support our Catholic schools. We're seeing this in aspects of our Catholic life beyond the schools too, that we've been used to doing things in a certain way, and many of our approaches, our programs have been very effective in passing the faith on from one person to another or one generation to the next. What we're seeing now is that we have to evaluate some of those because in the current climate, those things are just not as effective as they once were. I think we say the same thing about our schools. It doesn't mean at all that we're going to get rid of the schools or that that they're not effective in many ways. But the challenge of helping parents form their children into disciples of Jesus Christ is much more, it's much more of a challenge. It's, mm-hmm. It's not happening as easily or sort of as a matter of course as it may have in the past.
Definitely. Well, the last question on here, you kind of touched on the parents partnering with schools. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the importance of that? Or
I would just offer a word of encouragement mm-hmm. to parents. I started out by offering my appreciation, right. And I repeat that it's a big responsibility for parents to have children and to support them to form them. In our Catholic schools, we really do want to help, but we can only help, mm-hmm. And we don't want to take away from parents the responsibility that God gives to them. My hope is that as we're forming children in the faith and helping them learn in all kinds of other ways too, that it will be an opportunity for renewed formation for parents as well, so that they not only see, well, our children are getting something that's really good, but something really good is happening for our family. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we're involved in together, whether it's prayer, whether it's learning more about the faith, whether it's becoming part of a community in the parish that's good not only for children, but good for parents, good for the family together. We see the family as the basic unit of life in the church. It's designed by God. Families come in different sizes and shapes, mm-hmm. as we know. But the household group that we call the family, where children are experiencing family life and growth, is really essential to their good development in life and in the faith. And in our parishes and in our schools, we want to be as supportive of family faith and family enrichment as we can be.
Most definitely. Well, next week is the beginning of most of the Catholic schools, and yeah, it's an exciting time for all the students. Could you finish off with a priestly blessing?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of those who assist parents in the formation of their children, especially in the ways of faith. We ask that as we begin our Catholic schools and our religious education programs, that you give all involved in those important efforts the gifts of the Holy Spirit in abundance, so that they might understand how to live the faith themselves and then communicate the faith to the young people entrusted to their care. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you all and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Archbishop. Looking forward to next time.
Thank you.